It's now 6 p.m. here at KXCV Studios. That means it's time for the Bearcat Coaches Show. We now take you live to Carson Sports Grill.
And good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Trenton. And we also have over to our left, our sideline reporter for this year, Jenny James, and also Ryan Elliott, who's assisting behind the scenes with the program this evening. So, a good show coming up tonight, as we'll be talking tennis, also some men's basketball, football, and also, we'll have Rich Wright coming in with us as well tonight to talk Bearcat football, along with Mark Rosewell on the tennis side. He's got a couple of players off his team, and Ben McCollum on the men's basketball side. We'll be talking about what they've got coming up. I believe they've got a golf tournament, as well as they've got their schedule formulated for the upcoming year as they defend a national title. So we've got Bearcat football defending a national title, of course, Bearcat men's basketball coming off a national title last year as well. So should be another fun year.
Yeah, it really should be, John. It's kind of fun to see how football got things started there on Thursday night, going off and beating up on Emporia State 34-0. And I think everybody going into that one saw Emporia State ranked fourth in the nation. They bring back a preseason All-American at quarterback and so many weapons, a good defense, and a great head coach in Garen Higgins. So I think everybody kind of set themselves in for a dogfight between Emporia State and Northwest last Thursday night. And the Bearcats really opened up some eyes, as much as a two-time defending national champion can, going out winning that one 34-0. And you're exactly right, men's basketball coming back with a very strong roster once again, losing three seniors off that team, but returning the NABC Player of the Year in Justin Pitts, Chrissy Buendow, who's a guy that potential to average a double-double again this year, and nothing like opening up the season with Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. So for as much as football had their hands full with that opener, Bearcat basketball definitely will too, taking on Duke.
And that's something that the national champion in Division II gets a chance to do every year. Duke, in the last number of years, has made that kind of a tradition where they open up an exhibition game with the defending champion on the Division II. So that's a nice honor, although, again, you walk into a pretty tough place in Cameron Indoor Stadium, but that's something all those kids can talk about later years that they had a chance to play at.
And, you know, the non-conference every year for Northwest men's basketball, Coach McCollum always has a stack. So once they get in the MIAA tournament, NCAA tournament time, not only is their seed good because they played region teams, but they're going against a really brutal schedule. So he gets his team set up very nicely. And once again, you know, Duke's a little more extreme than we normally see, but it'll be pretty fun seeing them do that with, so many starters back, so many guys that got so many minutes. Saw Augustana get beat by 45 or 50 the year before, but they lost their entire core of their roster. So it'll be an interesting matchup to start off the season, that's for sure.
It's been a busy day for fall sports at Northwest Missouri State as well. Of course, soccer currently going on over the Bearcat pitch. Northwest with their home opener with Rockers coming off, Northwest coming off a good come-from-behind win on Sunday with Sioux Falls. Play Rockers tonight. And then golf saw their first action yesterday and today, a ninth place finish in the Central Region fall preview down in Olathe, Kansas. So the golfers off to start. There are 17 teams out of that, so finished right in the middle of that pack, but I think we're looking at a pretty good golf season as well.
Definitely. Well, first of all, starting off, it's pretty great weather for them too, not really out there in the blistering heat, but really easing into fall nicely. And you know what? I'm sure they'd like to be in that top half, definitely in a top five, but really to start things off your first tournament of the year and really be solidly in the middle of the pack, definitely some room there to grow and to keep on building.
All right. Well, we've got a good show on hand tonight. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, we'll be talking at tennis with Mark Rosewell, two players off of his team. Men's basketball coach Ben McCollum will be joining us, and also Rich Wright, the head football coach at Northwest Missouri State. Reminder that support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides the Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. When we come back, we'll talk tennis. We'll be joined by Mark Rosewell, the head tennis coach at Northwest Missouri State, right after this timeout, as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and business, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville and joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's and women's tennis programs, Mark Rosewell. And Mark, good to have you with us on the show tonight.
We got here quick, John. Good to see you, too.
No, you guys are busy right now. You were in Emporia, Kansas this past weekend for a tournament hosted by Emporia State. But today, practice, some challenge matches and things going on, but you're able to get off the course just in time for the show.
And what nice courts they are. We're very, extremely lucky to have those. They did them right, and they're a pleasure to be on, and the players really like them.
Yeah, let's just talk a little bit about that first. Again, a lot of people may be walking through campus in this summer. They've seen a lot of construction work with not only the four courts that were in place on the Groovy courts on the lower level being resurfaced, but adding two new courts to make six at the one site there. And really talk a little bit about what that means to your program.
Well, the difference between six courts and four courts when you have two programs is just immense, because you can start all the matches up where in the past we'd have to put the three doubles of both genders at the high rise, and you know, you're calling on cell phones, they can't see what their teammates are doing, if who's winning, or what really what's going on. So now with everything at one site, it's just going to make it just so much more convenient. And really, it's not bad in the fall, but in the spring out the high rise, it gets quite windy out there. Nobody really wants to play out there because it's just tough to play in when the wind's blowing so hard. But now with the courts where they are now, we're surrounded by the football field and the rec center and the Lampkin Gym and Horace. Man, it's a really nice place to play.
And the courts themselves, they did a heck of a job on the resurfacing of the four courts and then, of course, the new courts as well. And I've had a chance to play on those this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I've played on any courts that have any better than what you guys have.
They are nice. I mean, they, like I said, they did it A+. I mean, they really took the time. They knew what they were doing. They had the drainage in there good and, you know, put enough space and, you know, all the people that helped on that, Andy Peterson and Mel and Dr. Jasinski and everybody that we appreciate it. It means the world to us.
I imagine it means a lot from a playing standpoint, but just for the community as well to know that those courts are available for people to play on as well.
Well, sure. That's what they're there for. And I've said many times, some schools, they lock their courts up and stuff. Well, what about the students and stuff that want to recreate now? They just talked to us about they're going to have an intramural tennis tournament here next week and want to know if they can use the courts. Well, sure they can use the courts. They're students here just like anyone else. And there's been a lot of people out there. They've seen the courts are new and they want to play on them. So this is kind of stirring up an interest in playing tennis, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, I know when I was out this weekend, there were a number of people on the courts. Sometimes we don't normally see. I didn't know if it's just the new courts themselves or the U.S. Open effect where you've got that tournament going on, getting some people with a spark interest to come out and try the new courts. But it was nice to see a lot of people out taking advantage of playing tennis.
Sure, it's a lifetime sport, recreation, just like golf is, and it's something you can play when you're 85 years old, which I'm getting closer to all the time. But that's what they're there for.
Now, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, you got your season underway. The fall portion of your season at Emporia State this past weekend, and talk a little bit about how that tournament went for you.
Well, we had one whole practice before we went down there, but the reason we start school late, so that's really the only way we can do it, and we want to play over Labor Day. Pretty good bonding and stuff, and they got that holiday on Monday or whatever, but we went down there, and I thought we did well. They don't keep team scoring in the fall, but if they did, as I always say, I think both of our teams would have probably placed second, and that UMKC had the best teams there. But they're Division I, they should have. But we got a lot of new faces this year. I think we got three back on the women's team and maybe as many on the guys. So just a whole lot of new players.
Before we talk about your roster and the players you got coming into the program this year, let's maybe for people that are a little unfamiliar about the difference between your fall season and your spring season, go into a little more detail about the differences between the two seasons.
Sure, John. Really, the fall is basically the individual stuff. The fall ends with what we call the ITA tournament, and it's basically a championship tournament to get the best singles player and the best doubles team, and then they go on to a national tournament, which we've gone to several times. But so basically you're trying to determine what your lineups are, also your doubles teams and so forth. And then the spring, of course, that's your championship season. That's when you have your conference tournament, the regional tournament, national tournament. So there are two big differences between the seasons. Of course, when you and I played, they didn't have a fall season. We've come a long way.
Oh, no doubt about that. With your roster now, you've got several new players on coming into your program this year. Let's first of all look at the women's roster and how things looking there for you.
Well, it's looking good. We brought in four young ladies, and we just had challenges today, and they looked respectable. Thought they played well this fall, so forth. Got a couple more Spanish girls. We got one young lady from France, Julie, and then the other one, a German girl. That we won the one doubles, and this is the girl, her and Louisa played, and we also won the three doubles. Tess is going to be on here a little later. Won the five or six singles, she got to the final. She lost in a tiebreaker, almost won it, and we won the three doubles on the women too, and on the guys we won the three doubles. We Joe, who was our four player last year, got to the finals at one and two singles, which is outstanding. And then we had our three and four guy won the singles there, a new recruit from Argentina. And then five and six, Jorge, who's on substitute tonight, played extremely well, got to the semifinals. So really, pretty well.
And when you talk on the men's side, coming off another year last year, a trip to the national tournament, we've got some big shoes to fill there on the men's side.
We really do. You know, I mean, we've won eight MIAA championships in a row and eight postseason bursts, where in the last five we went to the final site, top 16. That's tough, and, I mean, we're always going to try our hardest. I'm not expecting that this year. Those were experienced teams and so forth. But that's ultimately our goal. That's where we want to be. But there's going to have to be a lot happen between now and then.
I don't know. On the women's side, you're looking forward to improvement over last year. And I think you had some injuries and some things that made a little bit tough overall. But you still had a very good season out of the women. But it looks like some good things ahead for that.
Yeah, we hope so, John. We did have a little bit of bad luck. But, we want to put that behind us. And we want to get happens, and there's not much you can do about it. But I was just talking to Tess, and we like our makeup this far for both teams. They seem to get along very well, and that's very important. They're young kids. They want to play tennis, and that's really ultimately the bottom line for whatever you're participating in. How bad do you want it? And these kids seem to like it, want it real bad.
Let's talk about this weekend. Back in action down to Springfield, I understand.
Coach Jared Smith will be waiting for us down there, former Bearcat, and, of course, Coach Kendall Hell last week in UMKC, former Bearcat. Coach Jake Salisbury, he was there. You know, that's all I get, and every one of them want to beat us every chance they get. So it makes it competitive, and it's fun. You know, it's fun. And they, all these guys have done a great job of coaching. I mean, they have all got good teams, too. Jared's done a great job down at Drury. But we're going to play with them, and then we're going to play Wash U. And everybody says, well, what are you doing playing a Division III team? Well, this Division III team is playing for the national championship every year out of St. Louis, and they're as good as any Division II team we play, so we're looking for the competition. So that's a good one for us to play, too, and I promise you they'll be tough, too.
I imagine it makes you feel good when you go around to these different sites and see your former players that have gotten into the coaching profession and not only in the profession but doing well where they're at.
Very, very excited. I mean, take Dr. Reagan Dodd just down at Missouri Western down there. Now, she played for us, was an assistant coach. She actually coached Baker University for 5 years, was a head coach there. And now she's the faculty rep for Missouri Western and has done a great job. I see her on occasion. Of course, she was running the Chiefs deal this summer. So, yeah, we're proud of all of them.
Now, as you mentioned, we've got a couple of your players coming up in our next segment, Ori Serrano and Tess Loving. Tell us a little bit about those two and what they mean to your program.
Well, they're both what we call kind of down-the-line players, but very, very important because at Northwest, our philosophy has always been, you know, we may not have the best player at the top, but we're going to try to throw six or seven good solid players at you. And we can win that match by depth, winning the singles and then winning the doubles down below. And that's how we've really always done it. And these two are prime examples of that. These two are both good players. They're sophomores this year. Both of them played as freshmen, came in and did a good job for us. And they've got a little bit of experience, and they're, you know, they're hungry, and they're wanting to start all the time this year and so forth. So they mean a lot to us. Outstanding students, like most of them are. You know, I don't have to tell you about the GPA and, you know, winning all the academic awards and so forth. But they're more than just great tennis players. They're good people and good students also.
All right, sounds good. Mark, we'll have to get on the courts here before too long.
You better believe it. We've waited too long.
All right. That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Men's and Women's Tennis Teams, Mark Rosewell. We'll come back and continue to talk tennis as we'll be joined by Jorge Serrano and Tess Loving right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue to talk tennis. Ori Serrano and Tess Loving from the Northwest tennis teams are with us. And, guys, thanks a lot for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
And, first of all, Jorge, let's just talk a little bit about coming to Northwest. Tell us where you're from and what brought you to Maryville and Northwest Missouri State.
My name is Jorge, and I'm from Madrid, Spain. This is my second year here. So far, really good. Team experience is really, I mean, amazing. We have a lot of fun. We practice a lot, and I hope we can do as good as last season, and that's it.
Coming from Spain, what attracted you to the Maryville campus?
Well, I was looking for a good tennis program like they do have here, and I was looking for an agency called the Quad Sports. They talked me about this one, and I met the coach, met the team. They look fine, everybody look friendly, so I decided to come here. Yeah.
All right, and Tess, so talk a little bit about what brought you to Northwest Missouri State.
Well, I'm from Columbia, Missouri, and obviously we have Mizzou there, but one of the things that I was looking for was more of a sense of community, which is definitely something that I've found in Maryville. It's just been wonderful how supportive everyone is in the town.
And your first year, just talk about the way things went for you as a freshman.
Well, I was nervous for tennis and everything, but everything went really well. There were a lot of nice people who helped me get through it and helped me improve in tennis.
You guys have gone through first weekend in Emporia, Kansas, with the Emporia State tournament. And how things go for you down there?
Things went pretty well. A lot of really good competition, and it made me really excited for this season to see how the team played and how we all got along so well.
And how did your off-season workouts and training go to get you ready for coming in and trying to be ready to roll for the first weekend?
Well, I really took like fitness to the next level this summer, and I practiced a lot, and I really just wanted to be prepared for the season.
All right, Jorge, as far as your summer, how have you spent your summer getting ready for this year?
I mean, during the summer, I always train. I always try to train, keep it up, playing tennis, so I keep the rhythm and that stuff. So I guess it was pretty good. I played in clay. It's really different. I'm playing a hard court. So I kind of, that transition came a little bit late to the first tournament, but I could get used to it, and we compete really well.
Yeah, I imagine it's a little bit of a difference coming off the clay, which is a lot slower surface than the hard courts here, but I imagine it's something that you're used to and you can get adjusted pretty quickly.
I mean, yeah, in Spain, there's a lot of clay there. Basically, everything is clay, so yeah, we used to play there in clay every time, and there's also some hard courts. It's a little really faster, so the first 2 days you cannot get the ball practically in the court because it's everybody in your body. So, but now you get used to it and you practice 2-3 days and then you get it.
And it's busy at time. I know challenge matches are currently going on for both your squads here.
Well, actually, we just had them today, our first time match. Yeah, so we both won, so that was good. But yeah, they're really tense. Because you play with your teammates, so that's the bad thing about the issue. So, but yeah, we try to do it as relaxed as we can, and we take it like a practice match.
And I imagine that's kind of nice to come over to the show after getting a big win in your challenge match then.
Absolutely.
And what about your, besides just tennis, tell us a little bit about your studies and some of the things you're doing academically at Northwest.
Well, I'm double majoring in business management and marketing, and so far the program has been really good. I'm in a lot of, not major-specific classes right now, but I'm kind of being introduced to it, and I'm really liking what I'm seeing.
All right, and Jorge, as far as academics,
I'm the same as Tess. I think she copied me or something, but I have double major also in business management and marketing. I'm really happy to continue studying here. Teachers are nice. University is really good. I'm learning a lot, so just let's keep it up, and that's it.
Imagine double majors along with tennis makes it for a pretty busy time for you.
Yeah, it does, but we figure it out.
Yeah, we figure it out.
All right, well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us on the show tonight.
Wait, can I do something else?
Sure.
Yeah, we would like to say, because this year they made like, new courts, so I would just like to thank the university and that stuff, and everybody that made it possible, because it's really nice. Now 6 new courts, and we're really glad for that.
Boy, it is fun to play on those, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Again, thanks a lot for being with us on our program tonight. That's Jorge Serrano and Tess Loving from the Bearcat men's and women's tennis teams. And when we come back, we'll continue to talk sports and be joined by the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And hey, welcome back to Carson's Sports Grill here in downtown Maryville. Matt Tritt now being joined by Northwest Missouri State men's basketball coach Ben McCollum here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. And Coach McCollum, well, first time we've talked since the national championship game, so congratulations on that once again. Before we dive too much into your offseason or your schedule, I'm curious on really the high point of your offseason. Was it seeing Ryan Welty shirtless on regional cable?
Yeah, that was actually really exciting. I I got it on Twitter. I don't know if anybody's seen it. I'm sure people have.
That should be blown up into a sign for a game this year.
Well, the problem is I don't think Joe Quinlan was very impressed because, you know, he's our strength coach and just saw the lack of muscle tone on his chest and was a little concerned. No, what he's talking about is Ryan Welty was right behind home plate, got caught on camera, and then the Royals announcers talked about how he's a distraction to the Royals pitchers. So, well played first question, Matt. You know, it's been
just
a while.
And keep you on your toes.
And right before we got on, it was interesting. John got up and left, so I got stuck with you. Apparently, I come out in the fall.
B-team.
Yeah, the B-team and Matt, but we'll see how this works.
It'll be good. It'll be good. You know, you get Duke for your first basketball game, actually, but you're starting off with the JV for your first interview. So
I like it.
That's
I like
how it works sometimes.
Yes, yes.
Before we dive too much into the season, Chip Strong Golf Tournament coming up September 15th at Mazingo. Tell me a little bit about that, what you guys are expecting, and obviously a good chance to raise some money, but also come out and see the basketball team.
Absolutely. This is, it's fun for me because I get to see a lot of former players. I think that's probably the number one thing for me, and my old head coach comes back every year, and it's a great event, obviously, honoring Chip Strong and Allison Hoffman now is a huge booster of ours and a huge supporter of ours, and so to kind of add to that scholarship fund that she made in her dad's memory, and then obviously it helps our men's basketball program do some things that others wouldn't get to do. When we go on the road and travel, we eat well. When we stay places, we stay at nice places. And a lot of that's because of this golf tournament. And obviously, I think that does, staying in nice places, eating nice food, those types of things, I really do think that adds to wins, essentially, because it makes the guys feel good going into games. And this golf tournament's big for that.
And it's kind of crazy to think the little things that do eventually contribute to those wins. But in the golf tournament in general, something that's kind of grown, and it seems like it picks up more steam every year too.
Absolutely. Well, and with the first part, we try to treat our guys right. And you know, the way to every man's heart is through food, and so that's we try to get to their hearts right away with that eating well. But no, it'll be fun. It's a great event, and my assistant's done a good job of Coach Meyer's done a good job of really getting out and getting some people to donate, and then obviously Allison does an unbelievable job, and Corey, and so it'll be a fun event this year.
And that's a Chip Strong Golf Tournament coming up on September 15th out at Mazingo. More information, BearcatSports.com. Go to the men's basketball page from there. Off season, how's this one a little bit different? Does it feel like there's a few more things thrown at you? Obviously, in the spotlight a little bit more with the championship ring now.
Yeah, I think this off season it was interesting because when you get done you literally are right into recruiting. And we've been late recruiting just because we have made deep runs the previous three seasons, but not that deep. And so you're essentially 2 weeks behind in recruiting in the spring, and we do a lot of our stuff in the spring. And so get done. You know, you celebrate for a night, you come back, it's time to recruit. You recruit, and then you've got so many different interviews that you're on, and then obviously people congratulating you on things. And so you really don't get to enjoy it for, you know, a couple months. And I didn't even watch the game. I watched the first half, I think the second day I got back. And then after that, I didn't really get to sit down and really enjoy the game. And so I just did that. I think our family did it about a month and a half ago, and we were able to enjoy it. And, you know, now it's essentially on to the next season. You know, our objective is to try to win two in a row.
Is that one of those games that weeks after the season ends, you haven't seen the second half in quite a while, but you kind of think back, you remember like, man, I remember that was a huge turning point in the game, or, you know, just certain little memories that kind of pop up here and there before you actually watch that second half?
Yeah, the thing that I remember the most is just when I figured out that we kind of had it clinched, and then my assistant asking if he wanted to do some mass substituting. And I said, yeah, this is one of our few chances at a national title. We're just going to go ahead and stick with the guys that got us here for a little bit. You know, and we ended up winning it. But and then seeing some of the videos after of our guys and their genuine excitement for winning a national title after all they've put into it. I mean, you see guys celebrate after games or big victories or whatnot, and sometimes it's almost like an act. They hadn't put a ton into it, and they just won based off talent. Our kids put so much into that season and even the previous years that you could just see the excitement. It was just such a genuine moment, and that was probably one of the funnest things that I've experienced is watching those guys and watching them earn and accomplish those things.
And really a double-digit lead through the second half. It, I mean, really took the final minute ticking off before you really kind of saw some smiles perk up, and they weren't going to let anything risk that one getting away. I mean, it was pretty intense down to the last final minute for your players.
Oh, yeah, and for me, it's intense to the last second. I mean, it's just you never feel safe as a head coach, especially against a pressing team. You know, for the guys, the concentration that it takes to go against, I mean, they had three different types of presses, four, I guess, if you count the zone press, and they trap you in different spots, and they've got so much length, so much athleticism, they played so hard. And so the concentration that takes to prepare one day for a pressing team and then to execute that to perfection is very difficult. And our guys obviously held on, maintained the lead throughout. I think they made one little run in the second half. We called a timeout quick, came out, and I think we hit a big three right after that, broke the press fairly easily and hit a big three, I think, Zach from the corner. And so, you know, that's just senior leadership. That's just a hungry basketball team that wasn't going to allow that to happen. You know, it was a fun year.
You return the NABC Player of the Year in Justin Pitts, 20 points per game, 5 assists. He was fantastic throughout the tournament as well. And he's made deep postseason runs each year he's been with Northwest Missouri State. Can a guy like that take it to the next level even more, not only through offseason workouts, but getting into the national championship, playing on national TV, and just getting a feel for that ultimate stage?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's going to take everybody's shots this year. I think that's easy to motivate him there. I think that you can always improve and grow. Obviously, now he doesn't have the leadership of Zach Schneider, Devontae Mosby, and Anthony Woods. And so now let's see. You're by yourself leadership-wise with Brad and guys that haven't been the main leader. Let's see if you can do that. Let's see if you can lead these guys to a second national title. Let's see if you can get another conference championship. Let's see if you can compete in preseason and lead them and have a great preseason and get better every single day. I think that's as big a challenge as he's had is to be that kind of leader and show kids the ropes and show them the culture that we have. You know, there's a book that I read, and they say, you know, the sign of a great leader is how the program is after they leave. And for Justin, his mark on the program, obviously he was a dynamic player, and for three seasons, he's been exceptional and put his mark on the program. Now, can he leave that program in a better state than when he started. And that's the sign of a good leader, a good player, in my opinion. And Deshaun Cooper before him, he did. He left that program in better shape than when he got there. Can Justin do that same thing? And that remains to be seen.
You know, we saw it last offseason, already a little bit this year, too, of the social media posts of the 5:30 a.m. workouts and getting out and running and doing all that stuff as a team. Does that come from the Pitts and the Dohertys and the Endows and the Kurths of getting the young guys up and getting that energy and bringing it that early in the morning because they know what it takes to go out and win that national championship?
They have to get that energy up, yeah, and they got to make sure that those guys get the energy up. We say, we go early. A lot of teams go early. We say we want to go early with a smile on our face, with a good attitude, while cheering on your teammates. Our theory is if we can get to that high level of intensity every single morning as if it's a game, once that game at 7:30 at night rolls around, that's going to be easy to gear up for. In regards to the social media, Snapchat. those aren't of interest to me. I'm a big go work hard and do. I don't know. We've got good social media guys. My assistant's great at that stuff, and he's good at promoting our program. And it's good for the promotion piece of it. But I just like to go in and work hard and kind of put your hard hat on. That's just my style. So.
Well, I'm not going to be out there at 5:30 in the morning. So.
I'll
check it out.
We got 5:15 on Friday. If you want to head on out there, we'll put you through a little conditioning workout.
I've got a few things on my calendar.
Okay. Next good. Time. Yeah, I'm sure you got a lot going on at that time in the morning.
October 27th at Duke, going into it as a coach, what are your thoughts? I mean, obviously you want to treat it like a normal game and it's a business trip, but what will that be like for you going against Coach K?
Well, do I predict a victory here? Is this when I do that?
Yep.
Yeah, no.
Then I'm going to tweet it and snap face it.
You snap it to Coach Krzyzewski. No, it's going to be humbling because you watch Duke and Coach Krzyzewski and all that he stands for and all that their program stands for, and you get to play in Cameron Indoor Stadium. I mean, it probably doesn't get much better than that. Regardless of the outcome, we will treat it as a business trip, and we will compete. But it's also something that these guys have earned. A lot of the team is coming back, obviously, from last year's national title. They earned the right to play in front of that kind of crowd, to enjoy the moment, to see Duke's campus, to see Cameron Indoor, to meet Mike Krzyzewski. I mean, I want them to enjoy it as well. And so, with everything that I do, I try to make it, even national title. I mean, we're goofing around that same day, and that's what we like to do is have fun. If we're not having fun, we're not going to do it. And so we'll go out and we'll have fun with it. But, yeah, we'll approach it with a serious in a serious manner.
What will the final score be?
Good luck. I don't know. They went from, so they had the number one recruiting class in the country. They had the number one point guard, number one shooting guard, number one power forward. I think they had the number one wing as well. And then they just added the number one overall player in the country. So they went from the number one recruiting class to the 92 Dream Team overnight. We're going to compete. I mean, they're freshmen. I mean, it's we've got grown men. We'll compete. We'll hit them. It'll be physical. And
treat it like a normal game of slow down, play your pace, and keep it as low scoring as possible, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to, we don't necessarily try to keep it low scoring, though. We were actually second in the league in scoring this season, most efficient offense in the country. But our defense is so good that it looks like, we're a defensive team, which that's kind of what we are. But our offense is very efficient. So, yeah, we'll keep it in the half. If we can keep it in the half court, our goal is to just make a pass with their length. Make a pass and then see if you can make another pass after that and try to score. But
no. Justin start practicing those 35-footers.
He'll shoot a lot that game. Yeah, we'll make sure that he gets plenty of shots. No, we'll go and compete. We'll hit them, and we'll be physical, and we'll play the way we play. And our goal is to give them as good a look as we can possibly give them for their season. That's why they pay you to come out there. That's why they play the national champions every year, and that's what we're going to give them, our best look.
All right, Coach. We appreciate your time. Oh, real quick, too. You've had a lot of interviews in the off season since the national championship. Mm-hmm. Is this probably your favorite? This number one?
Oh, it always is with you. I mean, were you there from the start? Were you there during my 12 and 15
season?
I was,
I think as a senior.
Senior?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a little more tense, so I kind of avoided you.
That's probably a good decision. Yeah. I probably would, too. I just don't talk to me after losses. John's probably the best interview after a loss. The guy is just great, and he knows how annoyed I am. And, well, okay, and kind of just moves on to the next question. He knows. Don't bait me, John. Don't bait me. Don't. Well, how was the officiating tonight, Ben? Yeah, he never asked that question, so that's a good thing. But, no, it's always good to interview with you guys. We've got some of the best broadcasters there is, and so always fun.
Maybe John and Matt, but
there you
we'll
go.
Wait.
We'll get you there.
Coach, appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again before October 27th.
All right, thanks a lot, Matt.
That's Ben McCollum, Northwest Missouri State head men's basketball coach here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson. We'll take a quick break and be back with more here on KXCV.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. We are back at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, and we are joined now by the head coach of the Northwest football team, Rich Wright. And, Rich, we were talking during the break about predictions, and wondering if you've got any predictions on the Duke game coming
up. Yeah, absolutely. I have no problem making a prediction on the Duke game. I've been talking to Coach McCollum about that for quite a while. As a matter of fact, when I'm down in Pittsburgh, Kansas that weekend, I'm going to probably tweet some things out to Coach Krzyzewski to the effect of buckle up his chin strap and put his mouthpiece in because Northwest is going to show up. And
get inside his head.
I'm actually predicting a Northwest win by 8.
All right. You write this down.
I don't think it'll go double digits, but I got confidence in those guys. You know, there's a difference between an 18-year-old kid and a 22-year-old man, and I think we're going to go down and get after it. How about that?
I'm all for it.
Yeah, sounds excellent. Good. Well, you got your season off to a good start last Thursday, a shutout win over Emporia State.
Yeah, we came out and we played hard. You know, we made a lot of mistakes, you know, on both sides of the football, but I was really happy with our intensity and our effort. You know, our kids came out and we're focused and we're ready to go. So it's a good start.
When you look at everything going into it and the changes, and obviously your first time as a head coach, first time quarterback, a lot of turnover on the defensive side as well, especially up front. A lot of stuff thrown at it your way. You mentioned you weren't really nervous going into the football game at all either. What was it about that brought that confidence on of going into that knowing top five team, but you're going to be okay?
I think there were several things. I think the first thing that everybody has to remember is it's not like I was walking into a new program that I wasn't familiar with. There were a lot of things around Northwest that I was comfortable with. You know, I've been here for 14 years. You know, my assistants were all in place. We have a pretty good football program here. And so, yeah, there's transition, but there was a lot of familiarity, too. And I think it would have been different if I had tried to, you know, as a first-time head coach walking into a new program where all those things were changed. You know, I thought it was interesting listening to Coach talk about his team and beginning to start that defense of your title. It's, you know, I've been asked a lot in the off season how that works for us. And, you know, I thought his answer was interesting because with each new season, there's a new group of leaders. There's a new group of people who have to elevate. And so the challenge, even though, you know, from the outside in, sometimes it looks like, well, it's easy to get complacent, they're all in different roles. And so that's really where you kind of motivate them through. And I felt like our senior class has a little bit of a chip on its shoulder. It wants to prove that, you know, they were a pretty big part of the success at Northwest Missouri State. And they want to carve out their own identity, and I think that's important.
How much did it mean to you to look behind you during the game the last Thursday and see a lot of your former players there to support you in your first game as head coach?
It was unbelievable. I don't think I really recognized it till after the game and how many people came up to me. And, you know, I had dads of kids that I recruited, you know, back in 05 and 06 and 07 that had come back for the game. I had a ton of former players back. It was really special. You know, I probably thought more about it after the game than I did while the game was going on, and it was just really neat to feel all that support. It's an awesome place, an incredible community, and I'm very blessed.
We got done wrapping up our post game from the booth, and you were just finishing up talking to some players, some parents, some fans, and you're walking off, and Coach T's walking off by himself at the same time, and you guys kind of converge and go to the locker room together. What's the conversation like there? Were you having a moment to kind of drink it all in, your first win as a head coach?
Yeah, he just said, I'm very proud of you. And I said, I really appreciate it, and I appreciated all his support. And we just kind of talked about it and how fast the game went by and, you know, just kind of how it all played out. And we actually visited about a couple of the former players that were here, and he hadn't seen in a while, and I hadn't seen in a while. And he just said, just enjoy every moment of it. And so it was pretty cool.
Now, you do realize you have a better winning percentage than Coach T does, right?
You know what I did? I had a lot of post-game texts, and I said, you know, they were like, you know, you're at 1,000. I said, I may retire right now.
Straight to the M-Club Hall of Fame.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I actually was on a podcast earlier today out of New York, and in the Brandon Noble's the guy, and he does Division II football, and he was talking about, you know, he mentioned something about Coach Churchman, then Coach Doral, and all the success that they had had and all they had done, and then tried to put me in the same breath, and I was like, whoa, I just won one football game. That's all I've gotten accomplished so far. So
when you look at that football game, and it was kind of a scratch and claw first half, both teams kind of feeling each other out, but talk about Sam Roberts coming up, getting that big block, Anthony Lane getting a scoop and just taking off down the sideline.
It really changed the momentum of the game. And I think everybody thinks I'm pretty cliche with stuff, and I guess it can be, but fundamentals win. And I talked to everybody ad nauseum about how big special teams are in a first football game, and it's a 3-0 score, and they go for a field goal, and we block it and return it for a touchdown, and now it's 10-0. And it just changes momentum, and it's a big lift. The toughest thing in that first football game is you feel like you're ready to go play, but let's be honest, you've been playing against scout teams, the tempo's been thud at most, and it's not live speed, and those scrimmages where you're playing against the young guys doesn't do it, and so it takes a little bit of time to adjust to the speed. And once we got our feet underneath us, I thought we really started to execute pretty well.
I thought it seemed like another big key to the game was the third quarter when he came back out and kind of kept that momentum going the rest of that third quarter and really took command of the game then.
Yeah, I think for our offensive kids in particular, because I think they just kind of took a breath and said, hey, we are this close to getting this thing blown open. Let's just go out and execute. And we got the ball to start the second half, and they really never looked back.
Cameron Wilcox coming out, 18 carries, 80 yards, didn't have a negative rush in the football game. Able to ride him kind of like your workhorse now. What's it like seeing him take on that load and really, you know, help that offense push along and pick up some big first downs?
I love Cam. He's a kid, actually, I recruited out of high school. He's out of the Chicagoland area, and he's just a tough kid. He could play on defense, which is why I like him. You know, he's not worried about making anybody miss. He's going to hit the ball downhill, and he's going to try and knock your teeth out. And, you know, he's a bruiser. He wants the football. He wants to carry it as many times as you're going to let him have it. And, you know, He's a typical Northwest guy in the sense that he's waited his time. You know what I mean? He's always been relevant in our system. He's always been a good back, but he's kind of split that load. And so it's nice to see him kind of emerge and have the success he had.
Talk about fundamentals and how important it is really in any game, but that first game of the season, and you look at one stat that stands out, no turnovers.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that really goes to our quarterback. He did a magnificent job of managing the game. You know, I know that you and I talked about this earlier, about the tendency for guys in their first game, particularly in positions like that, to try and do too much, to try and prove that they're the guy. And he really didn't. He just very much played within himself. When opportunities arose, he went after them. He missed on a couple of them early, but he didn't miss in the second half.
And really staying within himself, still throwing for over 300 yards and looking sharp in that second half. And, you know, for I think a lot of folks on the outside kind of looking at it, be like, man, we don't know much about this kid. Didn't start last year, get much playing time, but he was a pretty prolific guy at Iowa Western, wasn't he?
Yeah, he sure was, and he was a great quarterback in high school out of Omaha North. His dad is a coach, so he's a coach's kid, so he understands the game. You know, he's a film rat. He's just, you know, he very much fits our culture and identity.
Again, we are talking with Rich Wright, the head football coach at Northwest Missouri State. When we come back, we'll look ahead toward tomorrow night, Washburn on the schedule over in Topeka. We'll talk more with Coach Wright right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW, Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We continue our discussion with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, you go from an Emporia State team to a Washburn team, and they really couldn't map out two completely different type of teams to prepare for.
Absolutely not. We go from a speed-based team, a spread it out and chuck it around, kind of a stunning and moving defense up front to a group of very big, very physical, very downhill kind of people on both sides of the ball, and that's what we're going to face with Washburn.
They came out with 230 rushing yards against Northeastern last week, and going over the game tape, is this kind of what you expect out of a Craig Schurig team, or they have a few more wrinkles?
No, I think they are who they are. They've got two quarterbacks they're going to utilize, and I think that they're trying to, their experience lies in their backfield and their offensive line, and I think they're going to rely on that pretty heavily early and ask those quarterbacks to kind of manage the game. And what they are is more of a pro-style downhill, punch-in-the-mouth kind of team, and then their passing game is really set up more off play action than it is, off of straight drop back.
What do the running backs present for you?
Really, from a system standpoint, they're very similar. They're not, there's not a thunder and lightning kind of guy. It's more of the bigger back. It's a little bit more like Cameron in the sense that they're gonna try and get downhill. They love to run the power. They run a play that's a variation of power called what we call Bison, inside outside zone. Run a little bit of G scheme. So that's kind of who they are from a running standpoint. They're not going to bounce the ball, really the key to the game for us on the defensive side is going to be to neutralize the inside gaps and force them to try and bounce the ball to the outside, because if they do, I feel like our speed can take over. On the defensive side, they're real big inside, so again, we're going to run the football, but we're probably going to have to do it in some different ways, and then also create some one-on-one matchups out on the perimeter where we feel like we've got some advantages.
Shutting down the run's been Northwest's MO for decades now, it feels like. And as a defensive coach, is this one that you kind of like, kind of want to lean toward, because that's what Northwest hung its hat on for so long?
Yeah, we want to test ourselves against the best, and we're going to get tested tomorrow night. They're physical, and we're going to have to match it. And so we've just got to be ready to play. We've got to be assignment sound. That it usually boils down to being gap sound. And if you're gap sound and you're doing your job, then we're usually pretty good. And so we're going to do everything we can to try and delete the running game as much as possible.
Boy, when you look at the record through the years, Northwest has had a very good record against Washburn. But when you go to Topeka, you've had some battles over there through the years.
You know, I'm old enough to remember a lot of those. We've played a lot of tough games over at Washburn over the years. And for several years under Coach Churchman, that was always a bugaboo of a game. It was always a tough one for us. So, you know, we're always expecting everybody's best shot, and I don't expect tomorrow night to be any different. They're a team that's trying to rebound, and they played in the Mineral Water Bowl, and they're looking to try and elevate into a playoff team. They have a lot of guys back and feel like they've got a legitimate shot.
Does anything change from the first home game on a Thursday night to that first road game also coming on a Thursday night going into hostile territory?
It's really more the preparation stuff. You know, when you have a lot of young guys like we do, it's just going through the process of being on the road. We elected, because it's a night game, you know, oftentimes we stay the night before, but because it's a night game, that can kind of lag for you a little bit. And so the fact that it was a night game coupled with the proximity of Washburn, we elected to stay here tonight and then go to Topeka tomorrow. So we're going to get them up in the morning. We're going to have a big breakfast. Then we're going to stop actually at the Legends, have a little bit of a walk around and have a sub sandwich and make the other 45-minute drive into Topeka and not make the day linger so long. I don't know if you guys have experienced it with us, but sitting in the hotel, you know, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night can get to be a pretty long day.
Let's talk about one other aspect here, away from the game a little bit, but earlier this week, I think on social media, had some pictures come out about another way to honor Scott Bostwick, as well as to give a little bit of honor to the players as they make some accomplishments during the season. Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, Coach Dorrell, when he was here, and it was always appropriate, we had a hammer award every week, and so we single-handedly, I think, kept Westlake Ace in business over there, because we're constantly buying those rubber mallet hammers, and we would paint them and we would give them away on Sunday nights. And so I was just looking for a different spin on that, and so we sat down as a staff and got talking about it, and we felt like, you know, well, what did the hammer represent? Well, it kind of represented tough. It represented, you know, physical. There was red in it for Scott. And so we kind of put it all together and said, you know, what if we put one of those stickers on? And the coaching staff really liked it and wanted the add-on, and so we did it, and the kids thought it was pretty cool. So
how special is that, kind of keeping Coach Bostwick involved all these years later, not only from, you know, the family weekend of wearing the red decals, but to the red hat you wear day in, day out? Still a very special part of the program.
He is, and, you know, the thing that I try and tell our coaches and actually tell our players too is that as long as we're breathing and as long as we're teaching the values and the things that he believed in, his ripple lives on. You know, it's about, you know, the lessons that hopefully we can convey to the players, and those players go on someday and do some of the same things. That's what really, you know, we've gotten to the point, and it's hard for me to believe that there's no players left in our program who had ever known Coach Bostwick. But they know who Coach Bostwick is. They know what he stands for. They know what he represents, and they understand what a big footprint he had on this university and this community.
All right. Well, Rich, thanks a lot for being with us tonight, and we'll talk to you before the game tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Again, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. We'll come back and wrap things up right after this from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital. offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show with Matt Trent and I'm John Coffey as we wrap things up. Matt, big game coming up tomorrow night. First road game of the season, Northwest in Washburn. And we got it beginning at 6 with the kickoff, 5 o'clock Bearcat game day. So a little bit earlier start time than what you normally see for Thursday night games. But it means all the fans making the trip over get a chance to get back home maybe a little bit earlier and hopefully see a Bearcat win.
Yep, and that's good news for you getting home a little bit earlier, right?
That's right.
Getting to work at 5:30 in the morning. But no, it should be a lot of fun. So much hype leading to that first game, especially the first home game here. So getting that win, getting that one out of the way, now it's just able to refocus and look toward Washburn. Hopefully the Bearcats can move to 2-0 tomorrow night.
And again, we'll have the broadcast on KXCV, KRNW, as well as the Bearcat Radio Network. 5 o'clock is pregame time with Bearcat Game Day. And again, 6 o'clock kickoff from Topeka and Yeager Stadium. For Matt Tritton and everyone with our program tonight, I'm John Coffey, and we'll be back on Thursday night next week with our coaches show here, back on a regular schedule as the Bearcat football team moves back to Saturday afternoons with their game. So next week, it's a Thursday night here with the KXCV KRNW Bearcat coaches show. Again, for everyone involved in the program, I'm John Coffey, and so long until Thursday.